on your back or in some other comfortable position. Make a soft sound of humming. And just hum a little. That's nice. It's a nice sound. And pause. And do it again and notice what happens with your breathing. A little bit more humming. And pause. So what's the state like when you begin humming? Is it fun? Is it anxiety provoking? What's it like? Doesn't matter. Just whatever. Just notice how that is for you. And begin to hum again. And this time, as you hum, move your jaw a little bit side to side with your mouth closed. Feel the resonance down your chest as you hum. What's your tongue doing? Can you do this movement of your jaw and let your tongue be completely relaxed? Let that go and rest. Now bring your feet up to standing. And again, in that same way, begin to hum, let your tongue be free. And see if you can reduce the effort in your neck and throat as you do this. Be aware of your feet and your knees and your hip joints as you hum. And let it go and rest. You want this underneath you? Sure. And see if there's any kind of after effect of the humming in your chest or your belly. Do you have an idea of the connection between the place where you hum and your abdominal area? Now, hum as long as you can on an exhale, and when you get to the end of the air, of course, comfortably, as long as you can hum comfortably on the exhale, and then just wait for the inhale. You wait until the inhale is there, and then you inhale and exhale, humming until you're out of breath in a comfortable way. Let your inhale take as long as it wants. And then inhale, and when you exhale, hum the whole time that you're exhaling. And when you're done with that, then take a rest. And as you rest, enjoy that sensation in the resonating chambers of your head. Allow your throat, your neck, your upper chest, middle chest, whole abdominal area to experience the after effects of the humming. And of course, your breath just forms however it does. Feel the movement of your diaphragm, the movement in the middle of you. Now come back to the humming, and you take a breath and hum on the exhale just as you did before, but this time allow your belly to expand as you exhale. So as you're humming, your belly gets big, and then your inhale comes whenever it comes. It can take as long as it likes, and then you begin exhaling again with your belly expanded. And let that go and rest. Now just do a simple hum, however you'd like, with your mouth closed. and pause. And then you go back to the humming with your mouth closed. And after you've done a little humming with your mouth closed, open your mouth and hum with your mouth open. And to make sure that you actually are humming with your mouth open, after you've established humming, mouth open, take your fingers and pinch the two sides of your nose so that your nostrils are closed. And when you pinch your nostrils, if you're doing it right, the sound should stop. So it's like a little ng sound, like an NG sound. So you hum with your mouth open. And you can just, and once you're sure you're doing it right, because the sound stops when you pinch your nose, you can bring your arm down and just keep humming with your mouth open. Like an NG sound, your tongue will actually kind of reposition as you open your mouth and close the opening from the mouth to the throat. And let that go and rest. Okay, one more variation on that. Make sure you're keeping yourself comfortable. You can bend your knees anytime. So you hum with your mouth open, and then with your mouth open humming, take your tongue out of your mouth. So you're going to stick your tongue just gently out while you hum. And the sound changes a little, becomes more like an ah when you stick your tongue out. That's nice. And leave it and rest.